Bosom Selector on 95 BFM.
Morning, to Paul Taylor.
Kia ora.
How you going?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Yeah, good.
Oh, so good. It's lovely to hear your voice in the morning, Paul. This is a different vibe.
I know. It was really quite hard picking a couple of songs that are going to suit the morning vibe. And I'm pretty sure they're not going to, so we'll see how we go.
No,
that's
all right. But you've actually chosen one of my favourite bands, but we'll get into that a little bit later. I thought, first of all, we'd just like to talk to you about how you got involved with this beautiful station.
As far as DJing is concerned, I came to it as like a fan. I was a big fan of Border Radio a long time ago. It's one of the oldest shows on B, I think, along with Truth School. And we just used to listen to it all the time, and I loved the music. And I still play some of the music that I used to listen to then, when Al Hunter was doing the show. And then Bernie Griffin, the late, great Bernie Griffin, sort of took the helm of it. And then probably just over 15 years ago, I knew Bernie through my partner, because she used to hang around with the band he was in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I think after a while, I gained his trust, and I used to just fill in so he could tour.
Oh, wonderful.
So he'd be able to go away, and I'd fill in. It was sort of once a month, and then every now and then we'd sort of formalise it into more of a cycle. And then as Bernie's health deteriorated, sometimes I'd do the show more. You know, there was periods where he'd be unable for weeks, and I'd just do it for ages.
Mm.
You know, on the trot. And then Bernie passed away a couple of years ago.
Yes.
So that left a bit of a hole in Kirsten, who had started doing the show, and she was in the band with Bernie as Bernie's partner.
Mm.
She does it, and then sort of talked to her, and, you know, did something that I'd wanted to do for ages, which is get Louis Jarlov in as well. So now the three of us are doing it. And I think it's kind of, I'd like to think it's a good representation, you know, of the genres. You know, like Kirsten's pretty staunch on the Americana thing. I try to bend it round a bit. I mean, I like all the sort of, you know, the different ways that it comes. So I might play something that sounds like it's from America, but it might be from Australia or here or whatever. And I like that. And I'm not sure what Louis, I figure Louis probably part of that thing where he might play Credence and stuff that, as a younger person, it's probably more of a novelty, because, you know, like, it was old when I was young. It's really old now. But it still connects with people, which is one of the things that I like about the American sounding music, is that it's a timeline.
Totally.
And you know, like, sort of, it's supposed to be folk, Americana, whatever that is, and country and blues. It's probably fair to say we don't play that much blues. I call it going down the blues hole.
Oh no, I'm blues holing again.
That was Kiwi from a really awesome band that used to play around Auckland and Heart Attack Alley. And they did like this really gnarly sort of Chicago blues thing, and it was so awesome that you could go and see that in Auckland, and because I never thought you would. You know, it had this, it was Carl Stephen, Kiwi, and Crystal, and they were amazing. And she came up with Blues Hole. But I think sometimes I do it for a whole show, and that the other thing that I love about the music is that you learn a lot. You can learn a lot of history and things about events. You know, there's songs about submarines sinking, and there's, you know, and there's that whole darker kind of underbelly of America that's really sort of fascinating. And the honesty of that, you know, when you go through the music, I'm really amused now that, you know, you can go through, it's the same tropes, but it's a different war.
100%.
You know, so you listen and it's got, oh, you know, I've come back from Vietnam and I'm going to grow weed in the hills, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's, I've come back from Iraq and I've ended up having to cook meth. The same things are there, but they change within the framework.
And I think that's where a big, like, people are so passionate about country music because the stories are so rich and detailed. You can learn a hell of a lot from listening.
And there's different, you get a bit of feedback from the show. What's this crap, you know?
That's how you know you're doing something right, if you get a couple of bad texts, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, and country fundamentalists who, it's like, this is country music, and this is the only way it comes.
Yeah,
and that's
right.
Fair enough. But, you know, I get a lot of joy out of going, there's a Clash song. Julie's been working for the Drug Squad, which is on, like, the second Clash album.
Oh, I know the
and
one.
Listen to it on that album, you go, oh, you know, it's just a Clash song. It's as country as.
It's country as. I agree with you.
You know, it's got boogie woogie piano like the Stones used to have in the 70s and that, and you play it amongst a whole lot of other country music. It just belongs.
It does. You know? It does.
There's a Talking Heads song called "The Big Country," which has got slide guitar and stuff, and you know, it's as country as anything, but it's Talking Heads.
There's so much to explore within this one genre. You've chosen a couple of songs for us. We've got "Ray's Automatic Weapon" by Drive By Truckers. Why have you chosen this song for us?
Because it's so hard to choose a really good country song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's really, really hard to choose the Drive By Truckers song.
Oh, it's almost impossible.
They are so prolific.
I don't know how you've done it, Paul. They're one of my favourite bands, to be honest, like, ever.
Yeah, they're so good.
Yeah.
So so prolific. And Ray's Automatic Weapon, I think it's about 10 years old, but it's just what I've sort of had on, last time I heard a Drive By Truckers song, basically, because I wanted to play Used To Be A Cop. I thought, oh, no, it's about 8 minutes long. But Ray's Automatic Weapon, it just paints a picture of something that sadly we're quite familiar with.
Yeah.
You know, someone going crazy with access to a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love the angle that they come at with this, and also, yeah, well, you know, the story and the picture that they paint is something else.
Let's have a listen.
Don't think that I can keep it. Feeling like I feel. We'll be right back. things that I've been shooting at are getting all too real.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Made my day, Paul. I love the drive-by truckers' kind of sarcastic approach to, you know, that darker side of American culture that we were talking about. They do it so well.
Yeah, it's just like it's kind of, they bring it into plain sight, you know? And there's the two albums that they punched out in 2020 during COVID. Mm. You know, and you know, the commentary, they, you know, this sort of, they got something out that referred to the lockdown while the lockdowns were on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which was kind of cool. And you know, and of course, he who we don't speak of, who's in what they in charge over there, you know, there's all references to that, you know. And the lyrics, the way they say it, you know, the reference to Trump is, you know, we're in the deep end of the pool with a lifeguard that can't swim.
Mm. Yeah, totally.
You know,
wow.
Stuff like that, you know, they just nail it.
They're incredible. So Border Radio's from 7 on Sundays.
Yes.
And it's just, I feel like that's the perfect time for the show, in my opinion. It scares away any sort of Sunday scaries I've got.
It's always weird coming on after the swap meet.
Yeah, that is a bit of a vibe switch, isn't it?
It's kind of like that's just, you know, funky and joyful and and, you know, and so cool. And then I just bring the vibe that right down, you know, for the next couple of hours. And I just always have, I just imagine hundreds of radios being switched off at 1 minute past seven, you know, because everyone's been in a good vibe. Then I turn up with something real sad and dark. But I know that doesn't happen.
But that's, you know, the beautiful thing about BFM is there's something for everyone.
And people, we often get texts, you know, that people have been listening to BFM since 9 in the morning on a Sunday because it's a heck of a journey.
Totally.
And it's a real pleasure to end it, you know, and it's we'll be towards the end of it, hard, fast and heavy comes on a bit later, wake you back up.
Mm. Very good.
It's a great day on B, I reckon.
Sundays,
it's a real smorgasbord. Winner. From the kids to jazz to border to... It's got everything.
Yeah.
Cool. We've got an Amelia Empson track here called Closer. Talk to us a little bit about this one.
Well, one of the things that I love about doing the show, because like I say, I'm a fan, not an expert, you know, is that, you know, you look at what you're playing and go, oh, gee, I play the drive-by truckers all the time and lots of Neil Young and Muddy Robbins or whatever, and it feels really old.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been on this sort of particular quest over the last few months to find young people making that music in America. So, that you know, the likes of MJ Lindemann, who's, I think we all know, is going to be huge.
Yeah,
across the board. And I don't even know how I found Amelia Empson, but she's part of a group of young people in Virginia, you know, like the OG home of sort of Appalachian music. I think she's like in her early 20s. I look on Instagram and I love it. She's going down the river for a fish and she's just living the dream, you know.
Lose her heart.
Down to the river for a fish and then go and play fiddle with your friends and sit in the barn with your guitar and write a few songs. And she's got a couple of things out that you can get on iTunes and they're on Spotify. But there's like no video. I tried to find some video and I think it ended up being an appearance to promote the fact that she was going to be performing at the Avocado Festival in some
what?
Small
Avocado Festival
in that sort of eastern part of America.
And, dream gig.
And I guess why I like it is because it's genuine, real deal. They're living it. And it's just a super pretty song.
Yeah. I do love this sort of, it feels like, I mean, maybe it doesn't feel like a resurgence for you because you're always tapped into the country world, but it feels like there's been a bit of a resurgence of that sort of alt-country sound.
Mm. Oh, there absolutely is. It's, because one of the other things, it's probably not so much in what we would play on border radio, but in mainstream American country music, which, you know, like every now and then I've gone into the mainstream and go, okay, what's charting? What's the biggest thing? And it's often pretty awful.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, they make some shockers.
It's really laid on thick, but this patriotism is a big part of it in some things. And I think it's a little bit of this refinding their Americanness might be going on. And you know, all the other things we've been talking about, you know, there's stories and truth,
mm-hmm.
and you know, you can sort of find it there. You know, like folk music is the music of the people.
Mm. Totally.
You know, it doesn't mean played on an acoustic guitar by a sad guy.
Mm-hmm.
It means of the people. I mean, I always contend that, you know, hip-hop is folk music, big time.
Yeah.
Reggae, you know, if you're thinking about the problems in your life, that's folk music.
100%.
You know, your experience and the experience of the people around you, you know, that's what you're singing about. And, you know, I think that's it too, because you can go, you can listen to Razor Automatic Weapon and go, yes, that's the guy down the road.
I should hope not, but but yeah, I would get what you're saying. Hey, thank you so much for coming and selecting some tunes for us today, Paul. Everyone, go and listen to Border Radio from 7 till 9 p.m. on a Sunday night. Thanks to Studio One Vintage Guitars.
Yeah.
And just keep going, Paul. I love your work.
Thanks.
All right, Paul. You have a lovely day.
Ka kite.
You too. See ya.
You say something's gotta change. My life's bound to rearrange, and I'll be left here feeling strange without you. It's strange the way the life goes on. Stronger home.
was this week's Bosom Selector on 95 BFM.